T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, I kind of like this on a Friday. Not a big, I don't know, what is this, techno or something? But Katy Perry? This is Katy Perry? Oh my God, I can't believe I'm grooving to a Katy Perry song. It's not bad as we get ready for Jets and Niners out in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Niners will fly out today. Mohamed Sanu signed his one-year deal. It is official. He's a 49er. Brandon Ayuk is expected to play. We'll see about Kittle, who looks like he's going to be a game-time decision. Although Shanahan did say earlier in the week that Kittle didn't need to practice to play. Also, Dee Ford not at practice. He's out with a stiff neck. So, Niners Jets, here we go, and we're liquidating all assets to that.
Liquidate all assets.
Yeah, there it is. There it is right there. Let's do some over-unders. Or do we want to get to the calls first before we do over-unders? Your choice, fellas.
Let's take some calls. Let's go to the calls.
All right. Marvin in Livermore. Marvin, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We can't complain. It's payday.
All right. Hey, I got some disagreements with you guys. But one thing, I really can't believe you're comparing Jimmy G to Sam Darnold. That is just crazy. Sam Darnold didn't sign a $125 million contract. So, totally different. And
well, hold on.
Said, coaching is most important. Jimmy G was under Belichick and Brady. Totally different circumstance. Totally different.
Okay. Real quick, I'll let you get to your point. The reason that we compared the two was I was looking up stats, and I saw that both those quarterbacks, despite all those things, have started the exact same number of games in the NFL, 27. So that it came from there.
But just like you guys say, the Warriors under Mark Jackson and then to Steve Kerr is because of coaching, right? So Jimmy G under Belichick and Brady should be better than almost everybody except the top-tier quarterbacks.
All right, real quick, Marvin. I don't want to cut you off, but other than Tom Brady, what quarterbacks have really thrived under Belichick and outside of Belichick? You talk about Matt Castle. You talk about Brian Hoyer. You talk about some of the quarterbacks. Like Jimmy Garoppolo is the one guy who has had success outside of the New England Patriots system. Belichick hasn't been good with quarterbacks or skill position guys. Belichick's the same guy, Marvin, who cut Bernie Kosar out of Cleveland for Vinny Testaverde. And basically got ran out of town.
Why Niners aren't going to really do great like they did last year is one, losing Buckner's huge. Two, you guys stated they got a tougher schedule. And then three, I'm a Bronco fan, and I used to hate Shanahan because we'd look so good on our first 10 or 15 plays. Then it gets conservative. And that's the same thing Shanahan Jr. is doing. Niners look unstoppable their first 10 or 15 plays, and you wonder why they don't continue that.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. I mean, when you have the weapons that you have on Sunday, I'm not sure. But I think Shanahan's a damn good offensive coordinator, but I don't know. I kind of disagree with that one, fellas, about Belichick being under Belichick. Belichick's a defensive guy. You know, nobody ever has thought of Bill Belichick as a quarterback whisperer. They've thought of Bill Belichick as a great defensive mind and a great overall head coach who pays attention to the little things, the details, the special teams,
That's who Belichick is. I don't know when people have thought, have all of a sudden, hey, Bill Belichick, man, he knows how to develop quarterbacks. Well, did he develop Brady, or did Josh McDaniels and Charlie Weiss develop Tom Brady? I mean, that's where I stand with that one.
I'm with you.
Jake and Amita, what's happening? Y'all 95.7 Gabe.
All right, great show. You know, talking about Jimmy, you know, I think last year, I think most of us Niner fans could see it coming that he was going to need a backup, and we wanted him to go get a backup. And I actually called the show and said, why don't you guys go get Jameis Winston? He's available. And I know you guys don't like him all that much because you guys didn't like that idea. But, and then you had, you know, you said, no, I'm going to stick with Jimmy this year. He's good. We don't need a backup. And then coming into this year, you said, no, we're going to stick with Jimmy again. But after the first game, if you could rewind it, the Niners front office is basically 2 years behind because they couldn't see that Jimmy's going to need to be replaced. They had stars in their eyes. But now here 2 years later and you're still behind the eight ball because odds are he's not going to play the whole year. I predict he's going to have a tough game against the Jets because they're going to be double blitzing from his blind side. That new big offensive lineman is going to have a lot of trouble, I bet. And it's going to remind me when Joe Montana got hurt in the playoffs versus the Giants because it did come from that side he couldn't see. And he had a lot of protection anyway and he still got smushed. So I think he's going to get hurt this year. I thought it was going to be last game. And the Niners just need a quarterback.
What goes into your prediction that a player's going to get hurt? What's going into that?
I say he's an idiot.
And in his cup, too.
What's that?
Get hit. You know, your quarterback's going to get hit because the offensive line on the left side, they can't handle the faster guys coming off the line, especially that guy. He's too tall. And Jimmy Garoppolo isn't a scrambler anyway. I just think odds are he's going to get drilled in the back when he does. He's not going to see it coming.
Is he more likely to get drilled in the back than other quarterbacks?
Other quarterbacks don't have that big left tackle. He's too tall. He's going to get drilled.
Wait, you're talking about Trent Williams? You're talking about Trent Williams.
He's too tall.
To protect the quarterback? All right. Yeah, I know it's Friday. Maybe happy hour started early.
At the house.
Yeah, dude, it's just all right. Moving on to overall.
God, I hate that guy.
Giving people time. You know, I'm about to be the anti Steiny here and just cut guys off because I'm with Steiny. I don't like to cut callers off.
With the kids.
But man, this is getting ridiculous. Some of the things that are coming out of your mouths out there on the phone lines. I love you all, but man, we're getting a little crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Over-under, Jimmy Garoppolo this Sunday against the New York Jets. Over-under, this looks a little high. 250 passing yards. Jimmy Garoppolo has to throw for 251 yards to hit the over. Over-under set at 250.5 passing yards for Garoppolo. Who's going first and who's going over-under?
All right, I'll be Ricky Henderson. I'm going over. 250, Ayuk. I think a good passing day. Will quiet the haters. I'm going over 250. I don't think that's too much. I think they can handle that. 250.
I'm going to go under. And the reason I'm going to go under is because I don't think Kittle's going to play. And I think that's going to just, you know, make them more conservative.
Played the whole half without getting the targets, Donnie, second half.
That's because he was hurt. But if he doesn't play the whole game, I think it's going to make the 49ers more one-dimensional, which is fine, but no, I don't expect Jimmy G to put up big passing numbers.
I'm going to go over because I've got that $20 bet with Danny Fry because I don't think the Niners are going to have a lot of success on the ground. I think the Jets are going to do everything in their power to shut down the running game, which makes Jimmy Garoppolo throw the football around. And, yes, that sounds crazy if – you know, George Kittle doesn't start, so I'm kind of hedging my bet on that. But I'm going over here with Jimmy Garoppolo. Over. Touchdown passes. Over under two touchdown passes. 2.5. 2.5 touchdown passes from Jimmy Garoppolo. Over under.
Yeah, I'm going under, Steiny.
I got to go under.
That means three. I'm going under.
If the number was two, I was going to go under, to tell you the truth. I think he's going to less. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that kind of day.
I'll go I'll go under. I think he throws two touchdown passes this week. He threw two last week. Should have been three, of course, to miss throw to misfire to Kendrick Bourne. So I'm going to go under. He'll throw two touchdown passes. Over under interceptions. Will Jimmy Garoppolo throw over half a interception? So basically, he's got to throw one. You think Jimmy Garoppolo throws
his
an
first
interception
one of the
this
year.
Week?
I'm going no. The Jet defense. I'm going no, Stoney. I don't see him throwing a pick.
Oh, no. He's been perfect all year. He's going to remain perfect.
There you go.
No chance. No chance he throws an interception.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I'm going over. I think Jimmy Garoppolo does throw an interception, and I'm just here for the reaction on Twitter and the national broadcasters and what people are going to be calling about on Monday. I think it's going to set the 49ers Twitter and the fan base on fire. He's going to throw one. He's going to have that Jimmy O'Neal throw this week in week two, and it's going to happen early in the game. And remember when Jimmy Garoppolo threw interceptions last year, he rebounded very, very well after those interceptions and started throwing dimes here. So moving on to over-unders, 40 carries for the Niners. 40 carries over-under.
Oh,
that's a high one, 40.
Oh, wow.
I'm going under, fellas. Yeah, I just don't see them run the ball over 40 times.
Wow, that seems like a lot.
I mean, yeah, and you got to work on your 25. Passing game. They got to let them develop the rapport. So they're going to throw it in the air, run on the ground. I could see 30, 35 run, but under 40, I'm going under.
Yeah, I got to go under 40. That number's just a little too high for me. I mean, even
under,
if they,
under,
gosh, yeah. I mean, they could run the hell out of it
right.
And still only get to 38, you know?
Right. 40's way too high. I can't help but take
I'm recording these, too. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good deal. Good deal.
I'm really 40, not. I'm trying under. To remember them.
Yeah, no, I know you're not recording. Why would you even lie like that?
I want to.
Why would
to,
you even
no,
lie like that?
Because I want to, notes? But I just
we know
yeah,
you're
I
the guy.
Find a
we know you're the guy in class. When it's test time, you're going to be looking over shoulders to try to get
never.
The answers. Good.
Please,
you're that guy. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Excuse me.
19 and a half carries. Or, excuse me. 19 and a half touches for Mostert. This involves the passing game as well. 19 and a half touches for Raheem Mostert. Over under.
I got under. Under.
I'm going under, too, because you guys talked about Coleman, but I believe he had a sickle cell trait, and with the air quality being what it was, that's why we didn't see
you.
A lot of him. So, well, Kyle gave that to me earlier in the week. I've been hanging on to it. But now he'll be ready to go. So I think, you know, we'll see maybe what we see from Mostert, 10 to 15 carries, and Coleman and the rest of the gang will get featured, too.
Yeah, I'm going under as well, under on Mostert. I think they're going to – Coleman to get a few more carries in this game. It's going to be a little physical game, especially in the trenches. I think under. 6.5 touches for Jerick McKinnon. 6.5. Jerick McKinnon touches. 6.5 touches for Jerick McKinnon. I'll start this one off. I'll say over.
Go ahead. Yeah. Switch it.
Right. I'll go over.
I'm with you, buddy. Yeah, I think he had a good showing. Got a touchdown, Stoney. Looked fresh. I'm going to go over.
What was he? He got about 5 touches. What do you have? 3 carries, 3. I think he might have had 6 last. I'm going to say over. Yes, I'm going to say over, too. I think McKinnon, it's not crazy to think he's going to get 5 carries and 3 receptions.
Yeah, over. I'm going over. Mohamed Sanu, he's going to make his debut for the 49ers on Sunday. Over under on catches for Mohamed Sanu. 1.5 catches. Over under on Sanu.
I got over. I got over.
Snooze,
I think he's gonna. I think he's
over.
Gonna. Come on. I think he's gonna get 4. I got him getting 4.
Yeah, I'm going
over.
Yeah, I'll go over 1.5. He'll get at least 2. He'll get like 2.
Because I think 20. That'll be a bad sign if he weren't to get 2 catches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it would look for Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
All right, let's go. Kyle Juszczyk over under half a touch for Kyle Juszczyk. Over-under, Kyle Juszczyk.
I'm going over, Stein.
Kyle
let
did this to get
it.
Under my skin, I guarantee you. I'm not talking about Kyle Juszczyk either.
Kyle's brilliant.
This was Kyle Matt.
This was a late addition to the over-under, so I would just say that.
Steiny special.
I'm saying under. I'm saying under.
No touches for Juszczyk.
Nope.
I'll go over. I'll go over, and I bet you this. He doesn't get a touch till like the fourth quarter. We'll be sitting under the edge of our seats with Kyle Juszczyk on this over-under. I'm going to go over there. Wow, this is high for Kendrick Bourne. 6.5 catches, over-under for Kendrick Bourne. 6.5.
I'm going over. I'm going over for Bourne.
What?
I think he gets a bad rap for his game and the drop-off. I'm not saying he's a star, but he beat his man, Patrick Peterson, pretty good serviceable cornerback. Should have had the glory of getting the touchdown. I'm going over.
You know, let me bring this up while we're remembering that play by only one dimension. Real receiver comes back and gets that ball. Real receiver makes a play on that ball. The coach said as much. So part of being a good receiver is not to just give up on a ball that's underthrown. It's to make a play on a ball that's underthrown or try to draw a penalty or something like that. I'm saying under for Kendrick Bourne. And I'm wondering, what's his career high for receptions in a game?
Producer Kyle, get on that one. I'm going way under.
It's in
under.
The G chat. It's 7.
You going under?
Oh, is it 7? He had a game with 7 catches?
Which game was that? 2018 against the Cardinals. That 18-15 loss down there in the desert.
I'm sorry. Shit. I just
wow.
I saw Josh Rosen's only career win.
I was looking at this other message with all the profanity on it. Sorry about that.
Oh man, yeah, I'm going way under on that. Way under. Dante Pettis,
under,
1.5 catches
under
for Dante Pettis. Over under.
Forget about it. Under Pettis. That's
you know what. I'm going to shock you. I'm going to go over. All he needs is 2 damn balls. I'm going over, Bonte Stoney.
That feels like
that
so many.
That is what
many.
He needs. I agree, Guru.
Feels like so
feels
many
like
for him.
So many.
Yeah, and we haven't even factored in Brandon Ayuk, who may get some of those snaps, and Trent Taylor. Damn, that's so tempting to take the over. I'm going to say under just to have
smart
Dante
money.
Pettis prove us wrong. Under on Dante Pettis. 2.5 catches.
Got to believe it would be his first 2 reception game in a long time.
Yeah, in a very long time. Maybe the Pittsburgh game in week 3. I'm guessing maybe he had 2 catches there. Brandon Ayuk, 3.5 touches. Over under on Brandon Ayuk, 3.5 touches.
Go ahead.
I'm saying over, and I'll tell you why. He's going to have 3 catches, but he's going to have a
jet
run.
Sweep.
He's going to run the ball to put me over.
Right, right.
I'm going under. Yeah, I'm going under. This is his first pro game. Missed a game already. You know, the howling wind at the Meadowlands. I hadn't checked the weather, but, you know, maybe the wind kicking up dust. I'm going under. I'm going under.
I'll go over.
How are they going to kick up dust on artificial surface?
Artificial turf. The little black pellets. The little black pellets.
Oh, that's science.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go over on Brandon Ayuk. I'll go over. He'll get a couple carries in this game. They'll definitely try to give him the ball on the reverse, try to show off his speed and space. Over on Brandon Ayuk, 3.5 touches. George Kittle, 3.5 catches. Over under for George Kittle on catches, 3.5.
I'm if going plays, under. I don't go, think he
if plays.
He plays
yeah. Well, if he doesn't play, it goes off the board. Yeah. That's the way I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
Because I would say under, too, because I don't think he's going to play. But I think if he plays, he's. They got to use him.
If he plays, over. If he plays, over. He'll get 4 catches, at least in this game against the New York Jets. And finally, Nick Bosa. 1.5 sacks for Nick Bosa. You taking the under or over?
Going over, Stoney.
That's a lot. But I'm going over, too, because I feel like he's going to eat, as Brian Baldinger would say. Chuck,
like that.
Shark week. Yeah. Doesn't it feel like there's about
shark
9
week.
Shark weeks?
It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. He's chomping.
I think Bose is going to eat.
It's fun watching great defense.
I'm going
left
over,
left of the Jets' O-line, Yeah,
and you know what? Sam Darnold's one of those guys, or he'll just run into a sack. He'll just run into a sack
he'll
by just moving around
ghost.
In the pocket. Yeah. And Bosa will just be right there. I'm going to take the over on Nick Bosa. Over on Nick Bosa, 1.5 sacks. And that concludes this week's edition of Over Unders, Niners and Jets, Ricardo's. How do we do last week at the Over Unders? Anybody write
those?
I think
I was undefeated.
I don't know, man.
No, I got mine all right. I know that.
No, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think I got all my right, too.
Yeah, I think that was clean slate.
Oh, brother!
Yeah, I don't even remember. I don't even remember.
We did season-long ones last week, though, so you guys wouldn't know if we got them right or wrong. So you're all lying.
Okay. We should start keeping track.
We'll keep track of this one. Run the tape, and we'll do that. By the way, Nick Bosa went number 2 overall last year in the NFL draft, a no-brainer pick for the Niners, according to Kyle Shanahan. However, according to Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area, if Nick Bosa didn't fall to the 49ers and Arizona somehow selected Nick Bosa number 1 or whatnot, they probably would have taken Quinnen Williams. And Shanahan said there was a good chance they would have taken Quinnen Williams. I mean, he was that type of player and is showing right now on his tape, but he refused to believe that Bosa wasn't going to be there at number 2. He said basically at the end of the season when they finished 4-12, he was like, all right, at least maybe this will lead us to Nick Bosa. So if Bosa wasn't there, you know, they probably would have taken Quinnen Williams.
The bottom line is he wasn't going to take Kyler Murray.
He wasn't going to take Kyler Murray. And I don't.
That's amazing.
And real quick, Quinnen Williams so far in his career, 20 pressures on quarterback, 3 sacks in 14 games. He's been hurt in a lot of those games, but no excuse. The impact Bosa's had in just 17 games for the 49ers, 9 sacks, and get this, fellas, 85 pressures.
Amazing.
In 17 games. That is absurd. Jeez. 85
giving
pressures
out the pressures too easy. That's what that
I was
going like
to say. I mean,
somebody on the pressure button.
Dang, it sounds to me like – well, it sounds to me like he should have had 38 sacks.
That's something ain't right. Something's out of whack there, man.
85 pressure seems absurd. It does, but it's 17 games. Jeez. But no, you're right, Steiny. It sounds like he would have passed up on Kyler Murray. And nobody really talked about that. Right. But I was thinking, I remember I brought it up one time with somebody, and I was like, what if Kyler Murray drops to number 2? You imagine Kyler Murray in his offense, and you know, a lot of Niner fans came, you got Jimmy Garoppolo, which is crazy how we're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo now, right? But Kyler Murray at number 2?
Wow. Oh, man.
Somebody needs to ask Shanahan that question. I mean, he would have to duck it, right? I mean, what would his answer be? Yeah, you know, we had our guy with Jimmy Garoppolo. But Shanahan,
I wonder what his answer was in D.C. when they drafted Cousins. You know, justify that?
I want winners.
Honestly, I was thinking about that a little bit, and if it's true that Snyder wanted RG3 and they drafted him in the first round, I could see the Shanahan saying, "Well, look, we're taking a regular quarterback at some point later in the draft." Right. As a backup, and I'm sure Snyder was like, fine. Like, so I could actually kind of see that a little bit.
Nick Bosa in 3 playoff games, 22 pressures, 4 sacks. That's just ridiculous. Real quick, let's get to Thomas. Thomas in San Francisco. What's happening, man? Thanks for hanging out on hold there for us. Thomas, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up with the crew, man? I want to get right into it, man, because there's been some weird callers calling in. That one dude, Javier, man, he sounded like he was hopped up on crystal meth. And then the other dude before him that was talking about Joey Bosa be getting outflanked, he sounded like Rick James breaking down football plays. Then the last caller before that talking about he predict Jimmy G going to get hurt. All of this behind one game, bro? Is you serious? The sample size is too big for us to start bashing Jimmy G. You know what I mean? I don't need to go into everything, but he got his money, so obviously he's the guy. He's going to be there. So he can have his ups and downs. The bottom line with Jimmy G is he can't play bad and they lose the damn game. It's instances where, okay, you move the ball, you have 3 touchdown passes, maybe an interception, you lose the game. The storyline is not about the quarterback. It's mostly about the other team, how well they did a last-minute drive, won the game. He had a quarterback of the opposing team still played well, but he lost the game. Big deal. See you next week. But when you play bad and you lose the game, it's highlighted on that. but he's the guy that should be the end of the story. My take from Sunday, what I want to take away from the game is how well the defense play without Richard Sherman. Because even though Kyler Murray had some success running the ball, it was a lot of times that that ball was stuck in his hands where he couldn't find anybody down the field. And even the commentator that was calling the game, he was saying, there's no one open. And it's some quarterbacks that still think Richard Sherman is the old Richard Sherman, and they don't even go to his side of the field. So now that he's not there and you got these backups that sometimes get beat on double moves and they get tricked with a lot of receiver stuff and Sam Darnold having a big arm, this might not be an easy win. So I'm going to see how the defense, especially the backfield, play without Richard Sherman. The second thing is the run game. I'm used to seeing us push people around in the trenches, especially on the offensive line. We didn't do that. Besides a 75-yard run, we wasn't pushing nobody around. Our run game wasn't successful. We need to get back on the ground, pushing people around. That's going to open up the pass plays. Because when we're pushing people around, gassing people, and they looking for the handoff, next thing you know, the ball in the air, the coverage ain't as tight, people are open. But when they were forcing Jimmy G to throw the ball, and he can't throw in the tight coverages. So we got to get back to what was making us successful last year. Get
no doubt,
pressure
Thomas
on the quarterback and running the ball.
No doubt, Thomas. Good stuff there. Good stuff. Yeah. We got to go, man. You got to call us earlier, man, because you could talk all day. You make great, great points as well, Thomas. Thanks for hanging out with us. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah. We'll play some sound from Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was named most valuable player in the NBA this season. Back-to-back MVPs for Giannis and the Bay Bridge Series. Bay Bridge Series getting cracking tonight at Cali. We'll talk about that right here on 95.7 The Game as we wrap up this week's shows of BS&G. It's all sponsored by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah.
AAA Auto Insurance, where you get more, like award-winning agents and over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience. Visit AAA.com or your AAA branch. AAA Auto and Home Insurance, provided by CSAA Insurance Group, a AAA insurer. Restrictions may apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Rich Kleiman, co-founder of 35 Ventures, alongside my business partner, Kevin Durant. This week on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast, it's the Cadence 13 crossover event. We joined forces with JJ Redick and Tommy Alter and my buddy Kevin Durant.
My wife, she said to me, maybe you're just not meant to win a championship. I didn't think that was a great thing for her to say. I'm going to be honest with you.
How pissed off did you get when she said that?
When the Warriors won for the first time, she said, we need to get you one. Like, I want you to experience that. But we're later on in our lives, man. We got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. She's thinking about other things now.
Yeah, you know what? Let me help you out. This is what she was saying to you, I think. She was saying, I do think you deserve one, and I do think you're meant to have one, but don't try playing until 45. You can listen for free to this episode and more on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your shows.
Hey, Prime members, save on quick and easy family meals like hot cheese pizza, animal welfare certified rotisserie chicken, and sliced in-house deli classics at Whole Foods Market every Friday through Sunday while supplies last. Find even more savings on your Whole Foods Market app.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at the Golf Mart. Introducing TaylorMade's brand new P-Series irons. Check out the P7 MB and P7 MC, both made with a perfect combination of performance, feel, and hint of forgiveness. And the new P7 70 is designed to leverage TaylorMade's forged hollow body construction to pack as much distance and forgiveness you can find in one club. Come in today and get custom fit for the P-Series performance irons and find your right fit. The Golf Mart, serving golfers since 1984, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into video only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at TanklessMadeSimple.com. That's TanklessMadeSimple.com.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Save up to $1,400 with the purchase of a qualifying Miele appliance package. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Go to 95.7 The Game or any of our social media accounts to check out the video with Joe Shasky and Damon Bruce as we show you how to elevate your tailgate. Brought to you by Gold Bar Whiskey, the official whiskey of the San Francisco 49ers, and Goat Fuel, clean energy packed for performance. As we roll on here, we'll get to Chris in 101 in just a second, but Bay Bridge Series happening. Before we do that, got to let everybody know the Rocket Mortgage Pick'em is still on. Football's back, and your picks could be worth up to $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today at radio.com/picks and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and it is totally free. Pick the most games right throughout the season. You could win $10,000. $1,000 is up for grabs. $10,000 will be given away at the end of the season, and you can check out my picks at radio.com/picks. And my picks so far, I got KC, I have Buffalo, and I have Kansas City this week. No, I don't. I'll forget who I have.
How'd you do last week?
Last week I went to, I did pretty well last week. Got 10 okay. games right, mid second place. I got one wrong, and that was with San Francisco. So I'm taking San Francisco again against New York. I'm taking Pittsburgh against Denver. And you know what? I'm going to go a little upset special, Monday Night Football. I'm going to take Las Vegas over New Orleans. That's what I'm going to do right here on the Rocket Mortgage Pick'em. It's the 2020 Rocket Mortgage Pick'em, Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up now at radio.com/picks. Real quick, before we talk a little hoops and Giannis, Bay Bridge Series going on tonight. Chris Bassett against Logan Webb. Chris Bassett and his Logan Webb. Oh, do we have – oh, breaking news. Hit the breaking news sounder real quick. Breaking news sounder for everybody out there. Breaking news. Where's our breaking news sounder? We got – all right. We don't have it, but okay. George Kittle is out this week against the New York Jets. He is out.
I got under 3.5 catches.
Yeah.
Well, it's off the board now, Steiny. It's off the board.
No, no, no. Yeah. I didn't – oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
George Kittle out.
It's off the board.
George Kittle out this week against the New York Jets. D Ford. Questionable with a stiff neck. D4 questionable with a stiff neck. But the big news here is George Kittle. He is out for Sunday's game.
I'll say this.
Against the New York Jets.
Forget it, his name being Jimmy Garoppolo. The fact that that ball didn't have to travel far. It was a medicine ball, and it got arguably your most talented player on offense hurt. Those are the little type things, Steiny, that fans, you know, they funnel away.
I thought the medicine ball. I thought the medicine ball was the underthrow to Bourne.
No, the medicine ball is the ones that send you to the hospital or the sick bed, on the sick bed, or out for the season. That's what he threw to Kittle, and now Kittle's missing a game.
Yeah, okay, well, I misunderstood, because when you say medicine ball, I thought the football was actually as heavy as a medicine ball.
Oh, no.
And so when I was like, how the hell can an outstretched arm?
Right.
All right.
Medicine balls are ones that get you hurt. You know, the high ones, broke ribs.
I got you.
Damn.
George Kittle out against the New York Jets. Do you guys still liquidate all assets in this game?
Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
I double down. Jordan Reed's over under, baby. Over for Jordan Reed.
Five? We got to set it at five? Yeah, I'm going over.
Oh, man. Brandon Ayuk and Ben Garland are good to go. That's according to our very old John Dickinson, JD, out there breaking some news. Brandon Ayuk, Ben Garland for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, so they got their center back?
Got the backup center.
I wish we would have done over and unders after all this news, because – The center now, I mean, you guys know how big I think centers are. This is an extra 12 to 15 points now that Ben Garland's playing.
Wow, backup center now back in the action. He's back in the saddle at the center position. And Brandon Ayuk, his first ever football game.
Now that's cool.
With the San Francisco 49ers, first round pick. Niners gave up three draft picks to move up to take Brandon Ayuk. He will play. No George Kittle, so it doesn't change your mind at all. You guys are doubling down on the 49ers, and this is where I'm going to play it safe and do the teaser. I'm telling you, do the teaser. Just win the football game. Win the football game.
Yeah, there you go. I like that, B. They don't need Kittle, Steiny. The Jets are in disarray. They don't need Kittle. Rest up, Kittle.
I don't like it. I know that, but
I can't stand it.
Yeah,
I can't. Remember, we got into it this offseason. Guru, when's he ever hurt? We were just talking about he plays physical, and here we are 1 week in, and he's hurt. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Buda Baker almost blew his leg up, and that's not on Buda Baker.
That wasn't a dirty play. Garoppolo. Yeah, no doubt.
That's on Garoppolo for throwing the ball so damn high. Get the ball there. Get it down. Come on, make an accurate throw there, Jimmy G.
Like they were in the flat. It wasn't even far.
Look,
you know what I mean?
And here's the bigger question. I know we're getting derailed here, but it's just this huge news with George Kittle not playing. He's basically your tone setter. He's your franchise, one of the faces of the franchise, outside of Nick Bosa and Jimmy Garoppolo. This injury, I don't think it's just a sprain. And it wouldn't shock me, fellas, if this was the only game he didn't sit out. I could see him not playing at all in New York City.
He didn't practice
all week.
Well, I'm the worrier of the show, and I was saving that for next week. But Vontae, you tapped into it. I feel you, man.
Anthony Fauci.
But if they really thought that he was hurt, they would have put him on the IR for three games.
True.
Right? So they must feel like there's a chance he can play in before 3 weeks.
Well, so much for
still
the whole.
Can go on IR.
So much for the whole I'm fine. Remember George Kittle last week was saying, I'm fine.
That was really him throwing F's on fantastic.
Yeah, I feel fantastic. I'm fantastic. I'm all right. It looked like he wasn't all right. He may think he's fine. Players always think they're fine. But to the 40, man, this is I think this injury is a little more serious than they're letting on. I think it is.
Wow.
Honestly, he didn't look good in that second half. He didn't look good with his route running. The announcer said, man, he's not gaining much separation on his routes. Something's up with George Kittle's knee, and obviously it's so bothersome that he's out week two against the Jets.
How great does that pickup look, fellas, if he can stay healthy and away from the concussions? See, I know he's not Kittle, but damn.
Yeah, I mean, now, you know, they're down their top two pass catchers, Kittle and Debo.
How much more pressure does it put on Brandon Ayuk to make plays immediately in his first game as an NFL wide receiver, not having George Kittle there?
Well, you know what? I think it means that, you know, Garoppolo's got to look look his way more than if he were coming into a game with Kittle and with Deebo Samuel playing, you know? I mean,
right.
He's got to be a legitimate target. Like, because if Ayuk doesn't catch any passes this weekend, where are the passes caught coming from?
Dante Pettis.
And if Greg Williams is, I know he just raised his glass.
If Ayuk doesn't
like,
catch
yeah,
any
Kittle
passes, where are they coming from?
Yeah,
Pettis.
Trent Taylor. Sanu. I mean,
oh, Sanu. You know what? I actually forgot about Sanu. I think he's gonna be okay. I think he's gonna. I would
Greg
say Sanu
Williams
will lead him.
He's
in
dialing
receptions.
Them up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the blitz
Jimmy,
will be
man.
Coming.
Oh,
the blitz,
no, they're coming. B.
They will be flying. They will be blitzing. Kyle Shanahan, according to Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee, Kyle Shanahan says George Kittle is going to stay in the Bay Area this weekend to continue his rehab, and he's going to meet the team in West Virginia at the Greenbrier for practice early next week.
He ain't missing the Greenbrier. No chance he's missing the Greenbrier.
Little karaoke.
He's already got his whole schedule. He's going to do some archery. There's beautiful bocce ball courts there. Yeah, Kittle's not missing that for the world.
Man, George Kittle. George Kittle. Out this week against the New York Jets with a knee sprain. Already
that's
the big money
man.
It is on Jimmy G. That's why.
He has to own that, Steiner. You got to own that.
You imagine. I'm not even going to put that negativity in the stratosphere. Not going to put it in the stratosphere.
When we didn't know what was going on with Kittle, but you're right. I hear you, B.
This game gets murky. And God forbid the Jets winning this football. The stinking Jets. I can't even imagine how people are going to feel Monday morning about number 10, Jimmy Garoppolo.
And what about because you, already, Shasky? On the,
well, I'm actually worried about Shasky. I'm honestly, I don't mean to bring up Butcher Boy, but honestly, I'm worried about Joe Shasky, Steiny and Goo. I'm worried about him. Oh, are you kidding me? You guys have no idea. You guys, Shasky is on a level 12 when it comes to panic. He's on a 12 right now. I'll just say that. He did a great job last week. He stayed calm. He stayed professional.
He did.
But this is the week where he may go full Butcher Boy if things don't go right for the 49ers on Sunday against the Jets. You may get the full arsenal of the Butcher Boy. Let me just say that.
Well. You know, it's. I always like to think, well, what are outcomes that we wouldn't expect? Well, one outcome we wouldn't expect is, what if it's a high-scoring game and the 49ers lose, but Jimmy throws for 340 yards?
Oh, my goodness.
Three touchdowns,
problem.
No picks.
Yeah. What's up with Saleh? Yeah.
I think some people that'll be like, yeah, see? Jimmy can't get it done.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, man.
They're out there.
Oh, man, the Niners, looks like they may have five wide receivers active. Dante Pettis, Brandon Ayuk, Kendrick Bourne, Mohamed Sanu, and Trent Taylor. Whoo!
And two of your starting receivers didn't play week one with your quarterback, who was a bit rusty and gun-shy, you know? Man, I hope they had a great week of practice.
Yeah, Richard Sherman not the only one out with a calf injury. He's out for the next three games. With the calf strain, Mike Yastrzemski with the Giants has a mild right calf strain. He's day-to-day for the Giants as they get ready to take on the Oakland A's in the Bay Bridge series. But obviously the big news around here is George Kittle ruled out with a knee sprain. He will not even travel to New York City to take on the New York Jets. 888-957-9570 before we wrap up the show. Any fan worried now that George Kittle is not going to play Sunday against the New York Jets? I know it doesn't change Steiny and Guru's mind. They're liquidating all assets. I'm taking the week. I'm a Steiny here and being on. I'm gonna pull a Matt Steinmetz to be on the fence and just tease the Niners down to just win the football game. But I'm not laying the seven. I'm not laying the seven this Sunday.
Wow,
oh no,
man! And if we had 20 minutes left in the show, you might get me to switch. I mean, man.
Oh man! How many games
last year did Sherman and Kittle miss together? Did that even happen? I know Kyle can probably help us. I don't believe it may have happened.
They missed games, but it didn't happen where they both missed games together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Sherman.
Sherman missed week 15 against Atlanta.
Okay. Yep.
Week and Garoppolo, and what did Kittle miss? He missed a Monday night game against Seattle and then the following week's Arizona game.
Weeks 10 and 11, Sunday. Yep.
Yeah, 10 and 11. There it is, Kyle. So, George Kittle, not going to play. Does Jimmy G now have a built-in excuse? Uh-oh. No. Hey, guys.
Well.
Steiny, you hear?
Let's see how it plays out. Let's see how it plays out. You know what I mean? Again, if the 49ers, you know, if Jimmy throws three touchdowns and they lose, but he's, you know, 23 for 30 for 310.
They'll get off his back. They'll get off Jimmy's back then.
Well, not if the 49ers don't score on their last possession.
Mm. Whoa. Wow, man. All right. I got somebody online too.
Sterling whispered in my ear that we have a guest online too that wants to talk. So I'm not sure who it is, but go ahead. Line two, you're on 95.7 again. What's happening?
You know, I thought you were my friend, and I turn on the radio. I got my dad and my grandpa in the car, and my grandpa goes, you know, I really love this Bonte guy. And the next thing I know, my friend is stabbing me in the chest, saying he's worried about me and Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers. I mean, is that what a friend does to someone, just skewers them on air when they're not there to defend themselves? I mean, what kind of friendship is this, Steiny and Guru? I mean, seriously, who's supposed to be my counterpart on the pre- and post-game? What is this?
I just said I'm a little worried about you if things go haywire on Sunday. I'm here for you, Shasky. I said you did a great job last week. You do a great job all the time. I just say that the Niners lose to the Jets, and me knowing you as the great friend you are, I'm going to be concerned about you if things don't go to 49ers way Sunday morning. That's all.
All right. Let me, man, I'm going to tell you this. They need to put you in uniform and sign you up for the secondary because your backpedaling is elite right now. I mean, Richard Sherman's got nothing on you. First off, it's on Jimmy Garoppolo, gentlemen, and you all know this. He ain't throwing for no 350 and four touchdowns. I mean, I'll believe that when I see it. Jimmy needs to just make better decisions, play within himself, and I don't know, maybe just handle the snap properly and then hit the guy Kyle tells him to hit. It's very simple. I know you're worried about me. Jimmy needs to play better. He's a grown man making $25 million a year. Play better, Jimmy. Look in the mirror. You ever seen Michael Jackson, Guru, Man in the Mirror? Jimmy needs to look in the mirror. And Kyle needs to dial up a lot of Mostert. I'm sorry. I just don't want to be filleted on air. Be at that chair on my back.
Love you, Shasky. Talk to you Sunday morning. Kickoff show coming up 9 a.m. 9 a.m. You have a good one. Tell Papa Shasky and Grandpa Shasky I said hello. Wasn't expecting that.
My man.
Gotta know, our guy Shasky's a P1, baby. He's a P1. I'll talk to him on a kickoff show at 9 a.m. And, of course, we'll do the post-game show overtime right after the game once the clock hits zero between the Niners and the Jets. George Kittle out. Out for the 49ers. You guys want to follow Shasky? You guys shy? I didn't know that he was online, too.
I had no idea that he was there. We make predictions?
Let's do it.
You guys said you're liquidating all assets.
I'm going 27-10 Niners. 27-10 Niners. Take that to the bank.
21-13. 21-13.
Two covers. Those covers.
I'm going to say 19-13. It's going to be a big Robbie Gold day.
And they don't cover with that score. Yeah,
big Robbie Gold day. 19-13 Niners. Against the New York Jets, 19-13.
And Shasky said it's on Jimmy. Like, I don't give a damn who ain't out there. You number 10, you're getting 25 milli. Go do it.
Sound like the And
I have to. I also have to, as long as we're making predictions, I am going to make it official. The Denver Nuggets will be the NBA representative from the Western Conference.
Woo!
Denver Nuggets.
Let's go.
Can we double up the bottle bit? Because I'm not.
Let's go, Steiny. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. How about this, Steiny?
If you let me, I
predict the Lakers will sweep. So can we do a bottle on the Lakers sweep Denver?
To you saying they'll represent the Western Conference?
Can I get in on that?
I got Lakers sweeping the Nuggets. Okay, so I'll bet both of you, you and Bonte, Lakers sweep. So we got one for the Giants if they get in, and we got one that the Lakers will sweep
Denver
the Denver Nuggets
tonight.
You and Bonte.
I'll win a bottle that I might have to give to you. Okay.
And I got a bottle, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you got one coming because you're a new dad, so I got some cigars.
And you know, you heard Anthony Davis isn't playing tonight, right?
What?
I'm kidding, buddy.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Oh. They suckered me.
I jumped on Twitter so damn fast and said, what?
Oh, wow.
By the way, real quick, Giannis named MVP.
He's leaving.
Real quick. Just real quick prediction on the Bay Bridge series. A's, Giants, A's sweep, A's win 2 out of 3. How's that series
going? I'm going 2 out of 3 Giants. 2 out of 3 Giants. They needed more. Was
2 out of 3 A's, but that's going to be enough for the Giants to move them along with
They're
7.
The seventh seed right now. Got to play the Cubs. If it
Chris Bassitt, Lizardo, Montas on the mound for the A's over the weekend. I'm taking the A's 2 out of 3 as well. Nuggets, yeah, I'm taking it. Nuggets are going to win a couple games in the series. They might win this series. Goodness. They match up really well with the LA Lakers. The Miami Heat.
Man.
They look like a team of destiny.
Brad that third Stevens, quarter. Get control of your team.
That third quarter was incredible. Incredible the way the Miami Heat got back in that game.
I thought they lost. I thought it was over. I got to quit doing that.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, you'd think you'd know after 47 years of watching sports.
Wow. Well, 37,
okay. Thoughts on Giannis winning the MVP? I know with the George Kittle news sidetracked this year, George Kittle out against the New York Jets week 2. He is out with the knee sprain. Won't even travel with the team in New York City. Real quick, Giannis MVP.
Great for Giannis, but the quote was he has two agents and they'll find him the location if it's with Milwaukee or another locale. That's the story. Kyle sent it to us on the G chat.
He also said as long as everyone's pulling in the same direction, he'll stay.
All right.
That was a full quote, but a lot of Warrior fans.
That's
Giannis is
fuel, right?
And I've seen more than a couple links to stories about why LeBron James should have been the MVP.
Come on, Bron, you can't win everything. God,
yeah, it's ridiculous. All
right, he wasn't writing the stories.
No, he wasn't writing them. It was writers writing the stories. That's it for us. Enjoy your payday Friday, Spidey.
All right, Jen.
Sterling, good job. Great job on the board. Happy birthday to Biddy, young Spinotti, baby Spinotti. Producer Kyle, always good job here on BSG. DRK coming up next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.